I am no longer efforting my guest. I found my guest. He is the head basketball coach at TCU. He is in his seventh season there. He has taken them to the NCAA tournament a couple of times. He won an NIT championship there. He was the 2009 Naismith Coach of the Year at Pitt. The Horned Frogs are 17-5 overall. They're 6-3 in Big 12 play. They're tied for second place in the conference. They are currently ranked number 15 in the nation, coming off of last night's win over West Virginia. Jamie Dixon is my guest. Jamie, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Good. We're doing good. We had a good win in the frozen tundra of Fort Worth. We can't drive here because we don't know how to handle ice. So, all students, no fans able to come in. So it was an interesting night last night.
Really interesting. In fact, I want to talk to you about that. That is a nice win. You know, before we talk more about that, I want to ask about the conference overall. You get that win over West Virginia, but when you think about this, I mean, you've been through some real conference battles throughout your entire career, going back to your days in the Big East at Pitt. You currently have a half a dozen teams, Jamie, in the conference, ranked in the top 25. So how competitive is the Big 12 this year, top to bottom?
Well, it's the best I've ever been in. And like you said, Jim, I was in the Big East when it was at its best. Then we went to the ACC with Syracuse and Louisville and Notre Dame, and that became the best. And then I come here thinking maybe it's going to be a step down, and it's just elevated it, this Big 12. I mean, it's gotten better every year, and this is the best one. And it's the best one because of the – we don't have a bad team. I mean, West Virginia, I think, was one of the bottom teams, and they're 25 in the net, if I have that right. So it's amazing how good it is, how deep it is, how old it is. And, you know, we've proven it, you know, in the non-conference and even in this SEC Challenge this past weekend.
Talking to Jamie Dixon. Jamie, obviously there is so much work still to be done and so much basketball to be played. Given where things are right now, has anybody in that conference created any real separation from anybody else? In other words, you've got a number of teams tied for second place, including you. Texas is on top, but not by much. I mean, who is the team to beat right now?
I said when the start of conference, it's like, I don't know how you pick a team to win it. I don't know how you pick a team to be last in our conference when we started it out. It's just what we had done in the non-conference, knowing all the guys coming back and all the players, that how old and experienced every team was. You know, a lot of transfers that this league does, you know, seems to do really well picking up in the off season. And I couldn't pick one. I really couldn't. And Texas has got the one game lead on, you know, three or four of us, I think. And we lost a heartbreaker there. We had a big lead, and we'll get them again in our place. But they're good. They're the most experienced team. I probably had them as the most talented team coming into the year and the oldest, but I think it's wide open. It's wide open, and it makes it fun. It makes it exciting.
It's great. TCU head basketball coach Jamie Dixon is my guest. You talked about how tough it was just to get there last night. How pleased, Jamie, were you with the fact that you went in there and you were undermanned, so to speak? You went without your leading scorer, Mike Miles Jr. He's out with the hyperextended knee right now. How pleased were you with the way your guys were able to gut that game out?
Well, I was very excited how our guards played. Shawty Wells in the starting spot again played really well at 17, and Kobe Coles came off the bench. Our bench was really good. You know, Eddie gave us some minutes. Eddie Lampkin, he's been out for about three games. He just played 5 or 6 minutes, but he battled and gave us everything he could. We just need another body out there, and he surprised me by wanting to play before the game. He said he wanted to give it a go, and he felt better. So. But he didn't look the same, and as you might expect. But, yeah, it was, like you said, it was just stepping up. We were three players short in our last game before that, and it was just good to get one and Eddie back out there. Mike's going to be out another, we'll see, another week or so. We'll see. But he's getting better, felt better last night, and it was good to see the other guys step up. Jacoby Coles, like I said, and Xavier Cork's the one that had some highlight reel dunks that really good to see him step up.
So, Jim, you answered two questions. I was going to say, what is the timetable for Miles' return? You answered that. I was going to say, how much of a surprise was it that the big fella showed up last night? And you answered that, too. Let me ask you this. I know, again, there's a lot of work to be done, but I'm thinking about, you talked about the heartbreaking loss to Texas, but I'm thinking about that big, big win that you had January 21st, where you went into Kansas and destroyed the then second-ranked Jayhawks. Not many teams go into Allen Fieldhouse and put a 23-point beating on them. What was your biggest takeaway from your team's effort that night?
Well, we responded. We came off a road loss, and we went straight to Lawrence, and got ourselves together and fixed some things and addressed the issues and responded in a huge way. And I responded too by getting our bench. I had taken blame for the game previous where we didn't use our bench well enough, and that was key. We're deep and we've got a lot of guys, and it's our strength. And so I think that's why we were able to do it, and I think it's why we were able to fight through so many different injuries that we've had. You know, our first 10 games, we started 10 different lineups, not because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I was going to have each day. And so we've kind of just been evolving. I think this team's going to be really, really good if we get the whole group out there. We've shown moments, but I think we get Mike back out there and everybody healthy, I think we could be as good as anybody.
Jamie Dixon joining us. To that point, I mean, we're now to the month of February, so I don't think it's too early to start thinking about March. If the conference is wide open, how wide open do you think the NCAA tournament is overall? Realistically, if I were to say to you, give me a number, Jamie, give me a number of legitimate teams that would have a legitimate chance at winning it all, what would you say?
You know, I think there's, I know there's six, whatever six get to the tournament in our league are going to be legitimate. I mean, I we've had the NCAA tournament champion the last couple of years, and probably the third year in the COVID year, Kansas was really ready to win the thing again. So we've if you get through this thing, you're going to be in the running. And there's a lot. There's the teams are so old. They're so experienced. Basketball's good. I mean, like college basketball with these older kids and the leagues, the product is good. I mean, people need to enjoy it. And yeah, we got some kids going one and done, but we've got kids that are in their, you know, fourth, fifth years that are just made college basketball. And, you know, we're getting transfers that are fifth year guys from mid-major schools that play a lot of minutes. And, you know, they're good basketball players when they're 22, 23, 24 years old. So, I tell you what, I'd say 20 teams as good as anybody, and I don't think there's anybody running away with it. Purdue's done some special things, but we'll see if they can. They got a young group, so it's a little unique in that way.
I love it. I love how wide open it is. Jamie Dixon joins me for a few more moments. Jamie, what's it like at home right now? You're 11-2 there. What's the energy been like in your building this season? And then how pleased are you knowing the support you're going to get every single night in Fort Worth and how tough it's going to be for the opposition to come into your house?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, it started obviously we got here, and the crowd's been great. But even we just opened up more students in our seat in the stadium. We gave more seats, and I think yesterday they said we had 3,000 students, and we only have 10,000 that go here. So to get 30% where you couldn't go anywhere, couldn't drive, it was great to see. It's almost like the Thunderdome back in the days. I mean, we're trying to get it like that, putting the students right on top of you.
My guy, I do my best not to always go to that when I talk to you. But, you know, Jamie, when you look at the career you've had, the life you've had in the sport of basketball, we're talking about UC Santa Barbara. For those who don't know, you were there. Like, the formative years, do you, for all the success that you've had on a national level, how much do those days mean to you, the days back in the
hill? I was just talking to Ben Howland. He told me to say hi. I told him I was coming on your show.
Love it.
We were just talking this morning. We talk every day. And he's retired up in Santa Barbara looking at the ocean and enjoying it. And but, you know, hey, you're the guys, I remember starting out in Valley College in L.A. And that's, you know, just what I wanted to be, is just coach a junior college and just coach a team, be a part of getting guys coming together and making them better each day. And I just love the competition of it. So I've just been great places, Santa Barbara, Hawaii, you know, Pittsburgh, Fort Worth, all different, great places. And it's another added benefit of doing what we get to do.
Jamie, did you just say you talk to Ben every single day?
Pretty close. It's like we're still, I'd say pretty close. Our families are so tight. I mean, we pretty much talk every day.
So Ben, go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, I mean, we just, you know, he's the guy that got me started. I mean, he recruited me out of high school. So that's part of it. But he's the guy that got me on board at Santa Barbara. And we just, I continue to ask him for advice and he gives me his, or he watched the game last night and tells me what he thought.
You know, it's really something, Jamie. I'll never forget, like, because it's so personal to us, seeing how well you've done. And I'll never forget when I saw Ben at the Final Four before he got the UCLA job. It was one of the most surreal things ever, right? Because I knew Ben, and I knew Ben when he couldn't get an interview. And then he went to Northern Arizona. And the next thing you know, Ben is the coach at UCLA, a program that he idolized and worshipped for so long. Like, how is Ben in retirement? Is he liking it? Is he kind of chill? Or is he having a hard time because he's Ben and he's so fierce?
Yeah, Meredith, his daughter, joked about that too. What's Ben like in retirement? So I haven't had to see as much of it because I've been in the middle of it. But I know he's been going to games, he's going to high school games, he's going to see his friends. You know, he grew up in Santa Barbara, so he's got a lot of friends to see. And retirement for some guys is going to be different. And he's full of energy, as you know.
Jamie, I don't want to start anything. One last thought, though. I'm just kind of curious. Like, is he coming around the program? Is he embracing that? Is he embraced? How's he approaching the Gauchos?
Oh, yeah, he's there. He's there all the time. You know, Coach Pym does the radio. Jerry Pym is doing the radio still. And
incredible.
He sends me some texts, and then Ben goes down there and watches the game. They're doing well. They're the top of the league, and so he's been doing a lot of basketball.
Hey, Jamie, I'll never forget, Jamie, I told when I was doing the Jerry Pym show, we had Tom Chambers, and he was so proud to get Tom Chambers on, and I accidentally erased the interview, and I had to tell the Pimmer, I said, Coach, I don't know how to tell you this, I bulked the tape, I erased the interview, and he looked at me, because, you know, Chambers was his guy, he's like, you didn't. I said, I did, Coach. It was awkward. It was very awkward.
Starting out, yeah.
You know, I'm glad you can appreciate that. Jamie, listen, really great to have you on the show. Great win last night. Great to talk to you. Always good to get caught up, man. Proud of you, always good to have you, Jamie. Thanks so much.
Thanks, proud of you guys.
Jamie Dixon. We have Gaucho ties. Jamie Dixon and Ben Howland were on the same staff. Ben Howland recruited Jamie Dixon. So obviously that whole Santa Barbara thing, it always takes everything I have not to bring that up with Jamie, but I'm glad he went there first.